930 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The finger pointing is going full speed in Washington. Hours after the start of the first government shutdown in nearly 7 years, Republicans led by House Speaker Mike Johnson are blaming Democrats.
Democrats followed through on their threat to shut down the United States government.
And Democrats blame Republicans. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This shutdown is a choice, a deliberate decision by Donald Trump and the Republicans to abandon the very people they were sent to Washington to represent.
Hundreds of thousands of government workers have been or will be furloughed. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says for many families, it could be a money crunch.
If you are impacted, what you should do is immediately check in and say, hey, is my emergency reserve fund there? Do I have something I can dip into? Do I have a line of credit on my house if I own one? Is that something I can use? I'd refrain from using credit cards if you don't have to.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
For 98.9 WXCO News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Isabella Nieto. What's holding Wisconsin back from offering 12 months of postpartum care for Medicaid recipients? Civic Media's Lisa Hale shares what some lawmakers think.
Wisconsin is currently one of only two states in the country that does not offer 12 months postpartum care for Medicaid recipients. Fox Valley lawmakers were asked in a virtual town hall meeting how to make it happen in our state. Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh is the co-author of Assembly Bill 97, which would extend postpartum coverage from 90 days to 12 months.
This bill introduced and yet to receive even a public hearing, despite the bipartisan support and passing in the Senate. The holdup is in the majority party leadership in the Assembly, not because there's not support on this.
Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said she does not see passage happening in the House and called out the person she holds responsible.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side. He is refusing to allow it to get a hearing. He's refusing to allow it to get to the floor. He alone is the obstacle.
Republican Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken was also part of the virtual town hall. He noted that the bill has passed the Senate with bipartisan support. The virtual town hall meeting was hosted by the League of Women Voters Appleton Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters Winnebago County. I'm Lisa Hale.
More news anytime at WXCO.fm.
Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. Now, after losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better. But there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matinair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Amy Pahacek, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, an agency more people are needing here in the Trump economy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Wednesday to you, reporting live from our studio bunker in war-torn Portland. Wow, we've got a lot coming up today. Just a reminder, I'll be signing my book in Chicago. You can go to WCPT820.com to sign up for that. You've got to register. Also in Los Angeles and San Diego. You can find the information for that at kpfk.org. That'll be on October 18th and 17th. 17th and 18th. 17th San Diego, 18th LA. In my new book, The Last American President, a lot going on here. The first hour of the program, in just a moment, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. It's our Middays with Mark that we've been doing for years and years. Mark Pocan, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently a big deal member. And anyhow, we'll get to him in just a moment. In the second hour of our program, is America sleepwalking into the dictator's playbook? Yes, there actually is a dictator's playbook. And I'll give you the names of about a dozen different dictators around the world who have followed it step by step. And Trump is literally going step by step through this playbook. We will lay all that out. Also in the second hour of our program, Trump screwed our farmers and got played by Milley in Argentina. Crazy alert, the guy threatening to release Speaker Mike Johnson's Grindr profile says he's now handed that information off to a reputable reporter. This is wild stuff. All he wants is for Mike Johnson to allow Ms. Grijalva, Adelita Grijalva, to be sworn in so that they can get the Epstein files. Jonathan Cheriton will be with us at the top of the third hour. ICE has violently attacked Chicago protesters. Jordan has the story, a reporter there. And according to Trump, apparently only Democrats are facing a shutdown layoff. The HUD website now says radical left is hurting America. And they think they get around the Hatch Act by calling it the radical left instead of the Democrats. And a racist alert. Trump doubles down with another bizarre AI attack on Hakeem Jeffries. So that's in the third hour of the program. Those are the things that are on our show today or on our program. To start out, however, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website, pocan.house.gov, which is also his blue sky handle. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Today is our first day of our shutdown, so I'm still in Washington, but not a lot of other people are.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk to you about that, and specifically Angus King, John Fetterman, and Ms. Cortez Masto. King is an independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats. The other two are Democrats. Have voted with the Republicans. What's your sense of how this thing is playing out?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I know are two things. One, no House Republican is in Washington this week, or maybe the one or two are, but the Republicans aren't here in the House to actually do what we needed to do if we were going to try to avert a shutdown. And two, Donald Trump is busy tweeting, sophomoric, racist, videos about the Democratic leaders not taking this real seriously. So I think, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on. We're fighting, as we've said, consistently for people's health care, and they're fighting to make sure that they can have tax breaks for their donors. And, I think the most telling thing, Tom, is I've had 35 calls between Saturday and this morning about the shutdown. Most people in Wisconsin don't feel it right now. It takes a little while. But this year, I've had 14,435 calls about health care.
Wow.
So what we're fighting for is what people care about, not, internal D.C. politics. But you have to kind of show up if you're serious about it. And the House Republicans simply aren't. So we've got a shutdown. There will be negative effects that come out of this. Donald Trump, I think, is going to go ahead and fire folks like he planned anyway, like right out of Project 2025. He's just going to use this as an excuse. But we have to fight to stop a $500 billion cut to Medicare and to stop the 15 million people will lose health care under the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid. And by the way, all of us are going to have increased costs in health care because of those changes from the big, ugly law. So that's what we're fighting for. I feel pretty comfortable. And 14,435 people in the district do, too.
Yeah, I get it. Number one, should people be calling Senators King, Fetterman and Cortez Masto and asking them to stand strong instead of bowing to the Republicans?
I mean, they need 8 votes, and I no one else, I think, left today as they did votes. I'm less concerned about that. I think the most important thing is really stressing what this is about.
Yeah.
This is totally avoidable. In December, we had agreement with Republicans that they went back on, right, on spending. And then in March, they passed something, and again, they went and they reneged on it because they allowed the president to do rescission, so stole funding that we had agreed to in a bipartisan way. So to say somehow whatever we're doing now is a normal thing after they've 2 previous agreements they haven't lived up to, it just shows how bizarre their argument is. And then they're trying to claim that we're fighting for, making sure that we're giving health care to undocumented people, although they use a bit more racist term. Look, bottom line is no federal dollars go to undocumented people for health care, for Medicare, Medicaid, or the Affordable Care Act. That's a complete lie, but that's what they're putting out there. So we just need to push back. Luckily, people are, and the law is pretty clear on this, but, that's all they got. And what we got is actually fighting for our constituents that, by the way, in the next couple of weeks, almost everyone across the country will get their rate increases for the Affordable Care Act. And since they're going to be missing those tax credits that the Republicans took away, I'm hearing from the Kaiser Foundation that someone who's a couple 60 years old making 85 grand in my district could have up to a $16,000 increase next year in health care premiums.
Wow.
That's the fight. And those stories are going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
So, here's the question. I'm understanding from a Republican strategist I know that the Republicans are betting that if the shutdown extends for more than say 3 or 4 weeks, those letters from the health insurance companies are going to be going out probably next week or the week after, telling people that their rates are going up. And the Republicans are planning on pinning that on the shutdown and blaming the Democrats for it. They're going to blast this out all across America. Look at this. Your insurance rates just went through the roof. And it's all because the Democrats shut down the damn government. You got to stop. And then when some kind of an agreement is reached, which will lower those prices, because that's what you guys are demanding, the Democrats are demanding, the Republicans are going to say, see, we triumphed. How do you play
the
that?
Thing is, we've been talking for months now about the big, ugly law, what it did. And people get it by over 20-point difference. People don't like what they did to health care in that law. So they can try that. But again, people are not as stupid as the Republicans seem to think they are. They're going to get that these letters didn't just happen because of this. This happened because of the law. We're going to be able to point to that, and many people will point to that. And whether or not they fix it is a whole other question, because don't forget, they got more than one or two wackadoodles in their caucus that, wants to reduce government to the size you can drag it in the bathroom and drown it in the bathtub, the old Grover Norquist theory. So, but I'm comfortable having this fight on health care. Right now, all the polling shows that people get where
that's great.
Democratic Party and the Republican Party are at.
Yeah, a couple of other quick questions. The Trump issued this National Security Presidential Memorandum, which is not an executive order. This is an actual rule that goes to the FBI and basically the police agencies of the federal government that says that they need to investigate now anybody who meets the following criteria, and I'm quoting, anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, anti-Christianity, extremism on migration, extremism on race, extremism on gender, hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on family, hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on religion, and hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on morality. This seems like a loaded gun pointed right at the queer community, the LGBTQ community, at Democrats, at anybody who is an atheist or a Muslim or a Jew. Are you guys concerned about this? Are you going to do anything about this?
Yeah, no, right now, the Freethought Caucus, we have a letter that we're in final stages of the drafting on going directly at this, saying you got to get rid of this. And what the hell do you mean anyway by these things? Because there's no definition on this. So absolutely, it should be of concern right now. Most of leadership is dealing, I think, with the shutdown. But the Freethought Caucus, Jared Huffman in our office right now, is actually working on this letter as we speak.
Shouldn't it be more than just a strongly worded letter?
Yeah, it's more than just a strongly worded letter. It's saying end the practice. Short of that, short of having 218 people, that's what you have, unfortunately. Okay. You're right. But we are trying to raise the awareness about it because, you know, just the anti-Christianity aspects alone, you know, we've already seen all the attacks they've done on the Muslim community. But this is going after the Jewish community, the atheist and agnostic community, and many other communities in the country.
Yeah, I get it. And finally, Dean Blundell is reporting that the generals who were in the meeting yesterday are starting to speak quietly and anonymously, confidentially to reporters. And here are just six quick quotes. This is, you know, from the meeting yesterday. Could have been an email, press conference in camo, loyalty test to a felon with crappy catering, War Department for culture war, an effing embarrassment, and a soft military coup by a draft dodger and a drunk. Your thoughts on yesterday's meeting?
I concur. with all those comments. I mean, it was embarrassing. I think they thought they were going to go and do some kind of for TV rally, not thinking that a bunch of generals are very disciplined and weren't going to give them the campaign reaction that they expected from a MAGA rally. So you saw no energy out of Donald Trump as that happened. You saw the embarrassing situation for Pete Hegseth. And, you know, I think that's what people needed to see, you know, that we do have institutions that still operate and that aren't going to put up with the BS.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you, sir, for answering my questions. I'll turn you over to our listeners in just a moment. And for the rest of the hour, Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour, Middays with Mark, taking your calls. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Pocan.house.gov is his website, and that's also his Blue Sky handle. Check it out. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is cash, C-A-S-H, cash.
Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This October, art comes to life at the Healing Minds Art Show 2025, presented by NAMI Northwoods. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 9th through 11th at Art on Grand in Wausau, experience powerful works from local artists, musicians, and writers, each piece a tribute to healing and hope. On Saturday, meet mental health advocate Cody Green at a special book signing and catch a live performance by townsfolk, all while enjoying food trucks all 3 days of the show. Learn more at NAMINorthwoods.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No one knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, when you use the promo code Tom when you check out. You have to do both. urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Grab a chair. 23 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. And Abby in La Crosse, Wisconsin, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Congressman. I was wondering if you could address the issue of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee kind of playing favorites in primaries. Now, as you know, I've been involved in at the county level and at the DPW Progressive Caucus in leadership positions at the state level, and we're not allowed to play favorites. If we have a candidate in the primary address our our group, we have to give an equal opportunity for other candidates in the primary to address the group. Yet for some reason, it seems that this rule is not applying to the DCCC, because I'm aware of at least one race, and I'm deliberately not naming any names here because I'm in favor of all the candidates in all these races and wish them all well. And I don't want to harm anybody in this process, but I know a lot of people are kind of discomforted by the DCCC kind of putting their thumb on the scale. So I'm wondering if you can address that, please. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Avi. First of all, the D-Trip, I think, may be the best D-Trip since I've been there. And, you know, we had a couple years back, I would not have said that. We had a D-Trip that ignored the Midwest completely, Tom. But right now, it was awful. I won't even get into it because it would just be depressing. But they rarely are playing in primaries right now. There are sometimes incidents when someone's on their second run and like it was a close race that they may be with some folks. But I have been helping extensively in the Midwest. And I just asked on several races, both in Iowa and Nebraska, where we have open seats and there is not a candidate where they're automatically going with because there's going to be a primary. And that's the right way to be, right? They shouldn't put the thumb on the scale. And I think this may be the operation, again, that has not ignored the Midwest like we've seen in some past sessions. So, Abby, other than, you know, sometimes if someone did a really close run and they may be a little closer to that person as they're running a second time for something, that's sometimes possible. But in general, their policy is leaving these primaries wide open. I'm on calls often. And that's what I hear. But I'm especially glad flyover country, sometimes that we get considered in the upper Midwest. Right now, they're not considering us that. And that's important for getting the majority in 2026.
We just have 30 seconds. Who's in charge of the DCCC now?
Susan DelBene from Washington State. So she was last time and this time. And that's when I noticed the change. Honestly, the session before, we had an incumbent from Des Moines that couldn't get help from her own campaign committee. Whoa. She needed it because we were flyover country. Yes. You know, all the money went to New York and California, and we were ignored.
Is Susan part of the Progressive Caucus?
No, she's not. But honestly, it's less ideological as it is, you know, if someone's on a second run and they came real close, sometimes they do look at that person with a little more favor. But I just went through a bunch of races with them where they're open seats and they're not picking in primaries because that's not what they do. But the fact that they recognize Iowa is on a map and Omaha is on the map, that gives me the comfort I'm looking for.
That's great. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. Hang on just a second.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's our Middays with Mark. Pocan.house.gov is the website and a blue sky. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees.
Maggie Dawn.
Ever hear conservatives explain away Charlie Kirk's racism by saying, oh, he was taken out of context? I debunk that baloney in full at 5:30. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.9 WXCO News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Isabella Nieto. This week is an awareness week for hereditary breast and ovarian cancers, Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues, explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Melissa Kay reporting for 98.9 WXCO News. More news anytime at WXCO.fm.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Tom Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is cash, C-A-S-H, cash. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the endless wheel of litigation. Which Trump-related case are we going to talk about? Jim Santel, friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Congressman, just a quick question. I know yesterday, I believe it was, you guys held a big press conference. There's a whole bunch of you, several senators, a whole bunch of members of the House. You were one of them speaking on health care. Do I have that right?
I wasn't speaking. Our leadership did, and then we had people impacted from across the country. Right. By healthcare.
But I didn't see one single mention of this in any of the media I follow, and I'm a huge consumer of media. And I noticed that I just got a press release that you and the Progressive Change Committee, Adam Green's group, have another one of these things scheduled. This is a virtual town hall. How do we break through the media? If a Republican farts on in front of the Capitol building, it's 3 days even on MSNBC. But you guys are holding these giant press conferences and nobody's saying anything.
And we're even in Washington, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, they're hanging outside of our caucus when we meet. They're just not doing the extra step. And in fact, I'm supposed to be on that call. It started right now. I'm coming in after our call. It's just busy while I'm out here, right? And we're doing a podcast with Gwen Moore from Wisconsin about the shutdown so that we can help, let people understand a lot of the myths that are out there. But, when people blame Democratic leadership, and I get it, trust me, there's times I look at what I hear from especially the Senate side, and I'm bewildered by what they're saying. But if no one covers it, I don't know what to do. I can't force the mainstream media to cover this stuff. And sometimes that's very frustrating to us.
Back in the 80s when the Republicans had this problem, Lee Atwater started this working the refs thing of just, pounding on the media every single day for their left-wing bias, to the point that within a decade, everybody in America assumed that the media has a left-wing bias. I think that persists. I would strongly encourage you guys to start pounding on the media as a right-wing bias. But anyhow, let's get to our calls. Renee in Oakland, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Congressman Pocan. Actually, you touched upon it this morning a little bit with the classification of a number of just about everybody. But for me, I'm at the forefront. I'm a member of the trans community. I'm sorry, a strongly worded letter. I mean, we are all freaked out. We could be stopped for a traffic stop and we're going to be labeled terrorists, extremists by the FBI and can just be taken away. There's got to be some other action, a little bit stronger, hopefully for us.
So my question, if I could, Renee, what? I hear this all the time. We don't have the majority, and they're limited. We have the discharge petition, which we're doing on the Epstein files, but we did it on something else, and Republicans still found a way to block it. So we're doing everything we can to get media attention, but I need concrete, actual, doable suggestions. Otherwise we're trying to do it to raise media, but you just heard Tom and I have the conversation about how difficult it is to get it covered. But what? Not just hair on fire, but what is the concrete suggestion?
I totally get it. I totally get it. And I don't share your optimism that the midterms are going to change anything. But one thing like the Republicans do is they go back and look into some really archaic law or something. Have some researchers go out there and look in the past of the presidency, like the executive order in an emergency. He gave him the power. Yes, he had the Supreme Court that justified that. But look for something that might be archaic that can be brought up where you can't just single groups out and label them that way unless there's some reason for it. I mean, that's all I ask about the Democrats.
So, Renee, I think the best suggestion I have is what we're going to be doing, which is it'll be lawsuits, right? What they're doing is probably unconstitutional on this. And there's been hundreds of lawsuits. And by the way, we've had positive adjudication on hundreds of them. That's where we're having the best success.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
It's going to happen. But just saying Democratic leadership sucks or just saying you need to do more doesn't do it. All of us using our social media to get out the message that not a penny of federal dollars goes to someone who's undocumented through Medicare, Medicaid, or the Affordable Care Act is more important because it counters the lie that they're putting out there. But trust me, it's frustrating. Tom and I just discussed, we're having these events, we're doing the things, and if they're not picking it up, we need to. The good news is right now, Tom, as you well know, people get their news via social media and through new media. And that's why we're doing a podcast later today, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin and I, to talk about this. But if everyone cumulatively would use their impact of their social media, that is going to have the most impact because you have followers and friends who will help us get these messages across.
Yeah, this is up to all of us now. Yeah. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. My nightmare scenario is that, God forbid, our friend Vlad beats down Ukraine, takes the Baltic states and makes a beeline, let's say, for Warsaw and Prague. We want to get the band back together. Same time, China goes after Taiwan and North Korea invades South Korea. Now, what happens if dear leader says, well, no, you guys, no, we're going to stay out of this. We're going to let them fight it out. Now, do you think there's any possibility that the generals or admirals are going to tell them to pound salt and, you know, say, we've got to do something? You know, this is the prestige of the U.S., you know, at stake. And if you ever, I've kind of watched a couple of the Marine Corps boot camp videos, and they tell, well, we are the world's greatest fighting force. Well, maybe it's time for you to prove it. Yeah. And I'm not advocating.
Yeah, no, I get it, Mike. It's a great question. And if I could add to it, sure. What happens if Trump decides that he's going to have a little war with Venezuela the way Bush had his little war with Iraq and Afghanistan and Reagan had his little war with the Grenada?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, the number of hypotheticals that Mike put out there, some of them are, I think, as we all know, highly unlikely. But his central point, and I think to your central point, is, you know, what can happen? I was heartened to see the generals that came there be as stoic as they were while there was a campaign rally attempted by both the Secretary of Defense, their bosses, and by the president, ultimately the top boss. And the fact that they didn't give in to that, like we've seen tech giants do it at the White House and everyone else give in and capitulate, gave me actually some confidence. And I'm one of the people who probably questions the military more than most. You know, I started the Pentagon Spending Reduction Caucus with Barbara Lee for the very reason of some of these concerns. So actually, that was a good thing. Specifically in Venezuela, I'm not sure yet, Tom. I mean, we're watching what looks like it could be some building up there, but I don't think you'll see generals maybe step in directly unless he does something that could be an illegal action on that. But certainly we are trying to, you know, there's a number of us who are looking at that very closely in Congress.
Good. Ray in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. I'm an 81-year-old African-American, and I'm having a problem with the approach that us Democrats are taking right now. Do you remember the time when we got the infrastructure project passed? The Democrats did that. Trump is getting credit for it right now. Do you remember the $1,500 that we got? Well, the Democrats did that. Trump put his name on the check. Now, here's my problem. My problem is, what is going to stop Trump from getting credit if we get this thing done the way we want it done? Now I want you to understand, listen, I'm all out for these people. I'm an 81-year-old factory worker from Detroit, and I want the people to be helpful. But if we get this thing passed the way we want it, who's going to get credit for it? I'm going to tell you this. Let me answer this. Trump. Now, here's what I would like, before you answer my question, let me get this part in. Do you remember when the Republicans and Obama was in office, what the Republicans did? They played hardball. They wouldn't sign, they wouldn't do anything. I know that's hard and cold to say, but I'm going to tell you something. We, I feel, got to play hardball. Mark, I want you to convince me that I'm on the wrong track, please.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Hey, first of all, I think you are on the wrong track on one thing. I don't think Trump has gotten credit for the investments in infrastructure. So
he's putting signs up on the projects all over America. They started putting the signs up about a month ago that all say brought to you by President Trump.
Yeah, but he's not gotten credit for it. I mean, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah, he's taking credit for it. I
right,
get it.
He's taking credit. He's not getting the credit, right? In fact, when I'm looking at the polling, every time there's a price increase, people understand it's Trump's tariffs, Trump's tax. The biggest divide, like a 25-point divide on this. This is something, Tom, I do think we should talk more about as Democrats because people actually understand it. You know, housing costs have not gone down. Their food costs are going up even more since the election. Durable goods, especially with the holidays coming up, are going up. Because of what they just did with the big ugly law, our energy costs are starting to go up. And with what they just did on healthcare, we're going to see it in the next couple of weeks. Our healthcare costs are going up. So there's a really, really good issue we should be, you know, talking about and sharing with our friends on it. But I don't know what's being done differently with the Republicans and Obama. I was around for the second Obama administration, but during a shutdown. And now with what Democrats are doing, I don't see it necessarily now. Granted, it's been one day.
Right? Republicans lost that fight. You know, they tried to tried to kill Obamacare. They shut down the government over it and they ended up, giving in.
Yeah, so I guess that's what I'm saying is, Ray, I don't quite see it the way you've seen some of the things happen in history. I will say,
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Finish your sentence.
No, I think we need to focus on the cost of living and tariffs a whole lot more as well.
I agree. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change a thing. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I get more energy from Field of Greens. I feel better. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Justice. Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Kurt in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on WMDX. Kurt, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. I believe he's your congressman.
Yes, greetings from Madtown. So you want ideas on how to go after the Republicans. Start buying billboards, digital billboards, radio ads, newspaper print. You got to start getting the messaging out that way. I drive from Madison, Milwaukee. Tons of traffic opportunity. Nothing's happening. So there's a pathway. Start put up a billboard showing how much money it's costing us every time Trump is on the golf course.
Yeah, and billboards are astonishingly cheap. Thank you, Kurt. Congressman?
Yeah, and the good news is it's happening where it matters most in the districts that we need to pick up. So there are all kinds of groups, both in-state and the DCCC, that are doing it in places like Western Wisconsin, where Derek Van Orden only won by 11,000 votes. Across the country, in districts that are competitive seats, there are ads, online ads and other things going after this right now about the healthcare costs and other things that happened, the big ugly law. Just because we don't see it in Madison, well, you know why you don't see it in Madison? Because it's my district and it's a very safe Democratic district, right? So you're not going to necessarily see the ads everywhere, but doesn't mean they're not happening. The good news is they are happening and they're happening where they need to. And that's what's most important.
Thomas in Crown Point, Indiana. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan. Thomas in Crown Point, Indiana.
Go. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Great. I was wondering, is there any information or if the national parks and the Corps of Engineer campgrounds are going to be affected by this?
Yes, there is. And I don't have it right in front of me. I wish I did.
I heard a report on this morning on TV. They said that they will be minimally staffed for emergency services and things like that. Some of the open air facilities will be open, but any of the internal facilities, you know, like buildings where you go in and, you know,
the restaurant.
Yeah, all that stuff is going to be closed.
Yeah. And you'll eventually, if this goes on from past experiences, they don't pick up the garbage for things like that. Yeah. But it should still be open. I don't know on the core.
Yeah. There you go. Tom in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you. Yeah, Tom, it was really nice to hear fellow native Detroiter Ray a few calls ago state his point of view. And, sir, I'm eager to learn more about Congressman Polkan's opinion regarding the possibility of low-income Medicare recipients possibly getting the government to cover the cost of Medigap, I should say. I was so glad to hear Congressman Polkan state what he did about the Trump administration's plans to implement prior authorization use in Medicare, and I'd just like to see if he has any insight on the other issue about Medigap.
Yeah, so Tom, I can tell you, under the Biden administration, a number of us in Congress worked with the Department of Health and Human Services on a pilot project to take some of the, it costs us more to do Medicare Advantage right now than to do Medicare. It was supposed to be just the opposite. And to take those savings and see if you could either use them to cover people, a certain population's Medigap, or to also look at the idea of covering dental, vision, and hearing. But I think specifically it was the Medigap coverage they were doing. I'm not sure where that's at right now. We don't get information like we used to from Health and Human Services. But absolutely, I mean, that's one of the things we should be able to try to cover. If we're going to pay more for Medicare Advantage for people and get less care out of it, we could take those that overage that they charge us, what costs us more, and it could actually benefit people in a significant way.
Susie in Gig Harbor, Washington. We just have a minute left, Susie. You got a real quick question for Congressman Polkan?
Oh, yes, very quick. What's your opinion of the fact, well, in my opinion, that Stephen Miller is running the country versus President Phillip? Because I think Phillip's too stupid. There's my question.
Yeah, I think he's the co-president along with Russ Vought. Russ Vought's in charge of all things fiscal, firing federal employees, stealing funds that Congress appropriated for their own purposes. And Stephen Miller is in charge of all the culture war stuff from the border to anything that's racist or Islamophobic, anything else that happens. Those two are the co-presidents, clearly, I think, in every way that I'm seeing.
Yeah. Congressman, in the few seconds we have left, thoughts on the coming weeks and what we individuals can be doing?
You know, honestly, help amplify the message about what they did on healthcare, because it's wildly unpopular. And again, you know, I've had 35 calls Saturday to this morning about the shutdown. I've had 14,435 calls about healthcare this year alone. People care about healthcare. It's one of those core economic issues. Share the information the Democrats are putting out there and don't let them put lies out there about money going to people who are undocumented or anything else. We need to fight back jointly.
Pound it on social media, talk to your friends and neighbors, tell everybody what's going on, help them know that when the Republicans say it's all about health care for illegal aliens, it's a 100% complete lie.
Yeah, if their lips are moving, they're probably lying.
Yeah, there you go. Congressman Mark Polkan. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by with us and doing this show so many years. People love you, and it's just great. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Tom. Take care.
Great having you. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Are we sleepwalking into the dictator's playbook? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers have been furloughed and more stand to be in the days ahead with the federal government shutdown in full swing. Alonzo Sermons is an Army veteran who lives near a Georgia base where civilian employees will be affected.
It's attached to what we call politics. It's hard to take serious one side fighting against the next side. These are real things in the lives of people. You have this affecting their finances. It really increases anxiety.
Well, some workers will remain on the job but won't be paid for as long as the shutdown lasts. Justin Chen is with the union that represents workers at the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's a great deal of concerns that without, you know, the agency watchdogs working on behalf of the public, essentially, that potential catastrophes could strike and the agency wouldn't be well prepared to respond to them quickly, quite frankly.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.